You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well on Radio MD. We're a passionate show. If you heard the first hour, you heard a great interview. You can always, if you miss any hour of our show, you can always look it up on the archives at RadioMD.com. You can go to iHeartRadio and sign up for us and get a podcast or anything else you want of our show. Great half hour. We talked about wellness foreplay. Artificial sweeteners change your gut bacteria so you develop insulin resistance or diabetes. That was our top story. The second top story was that 2 billion have the mineral deficiency of zinc, which reduces their ability to fight the common cold. The third was a story about Joan Rivers. We didn't get to how to choose your doctor. So that was the real age tip of the first hour. We're going to start with that now because that relates to the Joan Rivers story. What should she have done differently in choosing her doc? So the real age tip of the week, give me the sound of it, Sonar. Oh, we tricked Sonar into doing this. Anyway, the real age tip of the week comes from a question. I went to see a new doctor because to get my thyroid checked because I have been gaining so much weight. He was really fat, and I swear I smelled cigarettes. I felt like I couldn't trust him. Am I being too picky? Asks Vicky L. of Albany, New York. Well, Vicky, now we docs know from experience in our wives that doctors are humans. But overweight docs are far less likely to provide good weight management advice to overweight patients. And that's a matter of life and death. That's the same matter of life and death that Joan Rivers had, but she chose her docs but didn't have a proxy waiting for her. So with Joan Rivers, have someone, when you undergo surgery, who can answer the questions about can they do an extra procedure, and then have that person versed in the questions asked. Has this place done that procedure a lot? Do they have an emergency protocol in place with that procedure? Do they have the requisite people like anesthesiologists or emergency room physicians there in case? Do some investigative work for your own primary care doc and ask to see if the doctor sees other patients your age and with your health concerns, where he did his residency, and see if he's board certified for at least 3 years. You don't want a virgin. Lastly, treat the first appointment like a first date. If they don't ask about alcohol, tobacco, physical activity, food, stress, consider that a mark or two against. If you don't feel comfortable or confident with that physician, keep looking. Remember, you're paying the bill. And that's the real age tip of the week relating to Joan Rivers and you choosing a doc. Bridget, talk to me about the U.S. waistlines keeping growing.
Okay, so this was an interesting report that just came out this past week, and they looked at not BMI, which is typically looked at on the obesity maps of America, but they looked at waist circumference and essentially the amount of fat that's around Americans' waistline. And they found that after adjusting for age, the mean waist circumference has increased to 38.7 inches in 2012 from 37.5 inches in 1999.
And so what this is, and so what this is that women have gained, I think it's 1.8 inches, more than even men have gained in waist circumference, whereas men have gained about 0.8 inches. And if you look at it, the size that we are now at, waistlines larger than 35 inches for women and more than 40 inches for men create abdominal obesity, which means it increases your risk of heart disease, stroke, impotence, and cancer, as well as diabetes, because the fat in your abdomen hanging off your belly, we call it omental fat, increases your risk of all of those things because it creates inflammatory conditions. So this is really important. And as you get older, you've got to say, I'm going to get a thin waistline. So we often associate thin waistlines with being young, but you should have it when you get old, too. Bridget, so is that right that that's the 1.5 inches gained for women and 0.8 for men? Why did women gain more?
I'm not really sure why the women gain more than the men, but it probably has something to do with the age that they were at and their dietary habits, their sedentary lifestyle, and typical things that are usually associated with a larger waistline.
So the other stories that have reflect on this obesity issue are that we, of course, reported the story that if you have sugar substitutes such as saccharin, you change the bacteria inside your gut. So that's the reason in some people with genetic abnormalities, they, and some people is 4 out of 7 in the experimental group, but it's about 50% of people in the larger study of 341 people have differences in their bacteria that cause insulin resistance, or what we call the forerunner of diabetes, and increase their blood sugar when they have even sugar substitutes. There's something that the sugar substitute causes, that is saccharin or equal or the equivalent varieties in, I guess they used pink, green, and blue containers. All of them change the bacteria in a large number of people and in the mice they studied, so that those people became essentially diabetic or insulin resistant. And they cured them with giving an antibiotic. Obviously, you get other problems from giving an antibiotic. But that's why diet soda drinkers are often overweight. The third study on obesity that occurred this week was that obesity drugs seem to be harder to sell. Used to be when Fen-Phen was around, it was the most popular drug until it was found that it caused this mitral valve problem. It's been off the market for a while, and now the obesity drugs seem very hard to sell. Two new ones got approved. Contrave, which is the drug by Orexigen, got approved, and it's using the 900-person U.S. sales force of Japanese pharmaceutical giant Takeda to market its product. So there's a story about how they say, the Takeda people say, there's no magic weight loss cure. This helps you get over humps, and it helps you maintain it, but you need diet and physical activity as well. Are you seeing patients, Bridget, do you see people who consult with nutritionists who are already on these drugs, or most of them trying to do it without drugs?
It depends. Some of them, a lot of the patients that I think that we're going to be seeing in functional medicine are people that are trying to do it without drugs.
And that comes over to another story, which we'll get to if we have time. We have a great segment coming up with Gary Ginsberg, who's got talking about pesticides and imported teas, the importance of asthma development from whether you get phthalates, whether the mom gets phthalates in her diet, Alabama vets who went to Fort McClelland may have a worry, and we're also going to talk to, at the half past, the greatest guest I probably will ever have, because he's one of my idols at least, Mark Penn, who will talk to us about scarring versus growth. That is, that people with tobacco use either scar, or meaning they get, or they get cancer, meaning they get heart attacks or cancer, but not both, and what it means for what you should do differently depending on your type. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. You can always email us, of course, at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. As I said on the first half, on the first earlier today, this is the anniversary of our 13th show. Next week starts our 14th season on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for listening, and go stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants. They destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.